This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A long-awaited hearing in the ethics complaint against Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney has officially come to an end. The Wausau Ethics Board has officially heard the complaint against Dinney regarding his removal of a ballot box from the steps of City Hall last year. The complaint, filed in January, alleged Dinney's removal of the ballot box violated city ethics codes. In the nearly seven-hour hearing, the board and Dinney's lawyer, Andrew Erlinson, questioned witnesses, including Wausau Police Chief Matt Barnes, City Council President Lisa Rasmussen, City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi, and City Attorney Ann Jacobson. During his testimony, Dinney says he feels the public didn't know the box was there until it was missing.
I went out to inspect it, and I realized, you know, it's very light. It was clearly not secured.
He said he didn't intend to keep the box for an extended period of time.
You know, it wasn't my intention to keep it in my office for a full year. It was to try to move the cheese, I think is the term that I used, in getting the proper lighting, the proper security, the proper markings. And at the time, I didn't know there were issues with the marking per se, but I was concerned about the other security issues.
In looking back on the situation, Dinney said he wouldn't wish his, quote, 15 minutes of fame on anyone.
I had CNN showing up here. We had news camera before we had our security doors out front. We had news guys rolling and walking into my office. It was a miserable period of time.
The board's hearing brings a months-long process to an end, which included several attempts by Dinney to have the matter dismissed and delayed. The board did not immediately announce their decision. Another Democrat is looking to win the 8th Congressional District seat next door, Lisa Hale reports.
Benjamin Ben Hable wants to see more representation for people like themselves in government. So Hable, 41, who self-describes as a young, disabled, gender-fluid person, is running as a Democrat for the 8th Congressional District.
I am running to represent underrepresented people because when those people are put into Congress, into positions of power, they actually make differences and changes for all. They don't think about just their group. They think about all groups.
Hable, a former engineer who lives in Burnham Wood, a small village in Shawano and Marathon counties, believes they are qualified to represent the 8th Congressional District.
There's only two qualifications. You have to be 25 and you have to be a U.S. citizen. You're also not supposed to be a felon. But, you know, apparently that can slide for some people.
In addition to diversity, Hable also thinks universal health care is needed in the U.S. But he said the most pressing issue in the 8th Congressional District is the apathy of young voters.
I think the 8th needs what all districts needs. And that's a lot more youth involvement. You hear it from every generation. There needs to be more youth involvement. Like, it sucks when millennials and Gen Z say that and then they don't get involved, but there's a lot of times that we feel pushed out and not wanted.
Hable faces opposition in the Democratic primary from Appleton businessman Mark Scheffler and Rick Crossan, a former Green Bay Area Public School District board member, who announced their campaigns in August. The winner of the Democratic primary on August 11th, 2026, will face 8th CD incumbent Tony Weed.
The Greater Wausau Chamber of Commerce granted their Athena Award to the president of a Rothschild company. Laura Streck was named the recipient of the award at the first Excellence in Business Leadership Awards night last Thursday. The award recognizes recipients for their professional excellence, community service, and for actively assisting women in attaining professional excellence and leadership skills. In a statement, Streck says the award is a reflection of the people around her. This is the 40th year of the Athena Leadership Award. The village of Kronenwetter is seeking a new president. The position was left vacant after the sudden departure of David Baker. Baker's resignation comes just months after his election in April. His term runs through 2027. In an email obtained by WSAW, Baker resigned effective Thursday and couldn't discuss it that day. He also asked the village clerk to add an item to today's village board agenda regarding finding his replacement. The village board will now appoint a new president through an application process, and those interested in filling the open seat can submit an application until 10 a.m. on Friday, November 7th. The city of Weston is seeking public input on their bicycle and pedestrian master plan. WSAW reports the village will use a grant from the State Department of Transportation to identify gaps in their bike and pedestrian network. The village has a public survey available, asking people to contribute ideas and possible changes they could make, including where the village should connect trails or sidewalks with other municipalities, safety features, ADA accessible additions, and other factors. The survey is available at westonwi.gov.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers meet for Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at AmFam Field. The last time the Brewers made it this far was in 2018, when they lost in 7 games to this same Dodgers team. The Dodgers then advanced to the World Series, but lost to the Boston Red Sox in 5. College football. The Badgers, with another poor performance, losing 37-0 on homecoming to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle.
Fall camp, I would tell you that we were in a better place. No, we're not better than most of the people or maybe anybody right now that we're playing.
NFL, the Packers over the Bengals, 27-18. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs led with 5 receptions, 18 carries for a total of 150 yards and 2 touchdowns, even though he had the flu.
I really don't know where it came from. Just kind of woke up this morning just not feeling my best. I told him, I said last time that I felt that way, I had 130 and 2 touchdowns. So it is what it is.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.